Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and happy Friday. Our new look Fridays include Joe Smith in the corner. How are you
doing? I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very, very well. I'm very well. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm well. I'm very, very well.
You look well. You've gone a little lighter of hair, haven't you?
Oh yes, I have had a shave.
Trim, it looks good.
I like it, the jumper as well. Younger. I like the jumper looks good on you.
Oh well, it's a great day for me then, isn't it? It's all covered up, Ethan.
Haven't you worn, is that the jumper you've been wearing quite a bit?
No, you're referring to the weird fish jumper, which I have worn 15 days in a row prior to this weekend. And not washed it yet.
You're saying it's the perfect jumper?
It's the perfect jumper.
Did it smell after 15 days?
Called weird fish, so appropriate, eh?
Yeah, you're not allowed to take it off until you smell like a bag of mackerel. No. That's the rules.
Yeah, that is the rules. Sit in the middle, it's Dom. How are you, Dom?
Hello.
How are you?
Yes, I'm all right.
Rocking back and forth?
Yeah, I'm trying to calm myself down.
Yes, we've all got iced coffees because the weather in England has gone surprisingly...
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. How are you with the heat, Dom?
Terrible.
Yeah,
but I attribute that to having one kidney and I can't regulate temperature. But also, I used to wear big woolen coats in all weather, so I just think I equate the heat to being uncomfortable.
Do you have a perfect degree?
No, I've just started my degree.
No, sorry. Weather-wise,
where'd you get that from?
15 degrees.
No, too cold.
I love 21.
I love 21! I love 21! I tell you what, between 19 and 24 is that golden sweet spot where if you want to wear a short, you can.
Yeah.
But if you want to wear maybe a zip-up thin jacket... Yeah. You can do that as well.
What's the degree where it tips into a little bit uncomfortable?
I think anything above 25, it starts to get a little bit moist around the joists, if you know what I mean.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like there's a little, my belly button, I go in there and it's like an old sort of flooded cave. Do you know what I mean? The armpit gets a little thing. I get this one now. Do you know at the bottom of the breast, between the breast and the gut?
What happens
the
there?
Gut paunch, I get a small kind of puddle there.
No water can get through my puddly belly.
That's true.
It just goes through my forehead.
It just comes straight out your forehead. And I occasionally get a sweaty upper lip these days, which is, I didn't used to get that when I was younger. Now I get a wet tash.
What about behind the ears?
Behind the ears, no. That's, no.
Who gets Why has no one talked about
wet
inner
behind
thighs?
The ears? Doesn't that mean you're very immature?
The inner thighs?
Yeah, awful. And if you're wearing something terrible or you're not wearing underwear that day, it's terrible.
Yeah, you have to wear underwear.
Who doesn't wear?
Yeah, what are you?
As a child, I used to never wear underwear, and I used to get caught short in, if I used to go out clothes shopping with my mum. She'd go, get changed. I'd go, I can't.
And then what
so you do? What? Hold on.
But weren't you in the changing room by yourself?
No, she'd come in.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Well, I'd just scream until I had to not get changed, and we'd just take... Oh, maybe that's why I just
turn
around.
And did you not say, Mum, I ain't got any pants on?
No, I never admit my shame.
Apart from this podcast, which is what I like doing well.
But you admit it all. What's your favourite degree, Ethan?
Well, you see, I'm one of those people who, do you know when you go to bed?
Oh, yeah.
I prefer extreme cold over extreme heat.
Yeah.
So I love the cold in that sense. But if I was to leave the house, which I believe is that what you're
That's
asking?
That's what we're getting at, sir. Right, so that's what we're getting at.
If I was to leave the house, I'd probably say... The sweet spot would probably be like a 19 degrees.
Oh, he's gone 2 degrees below us.
19 is lovely, though.
The reason for that is, say, if you wanted to do a sporting activity such as a run or football.
Or what? Any others?
Or basketball.
Yeah.
Or, that's inside
tennis. Or cricket.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't really want to play cricket if you had my personality.
Let's pick a different one in place of cricket then, because we had to take that one out.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Rounders.
Which is sort of just kind of American cricket.
Rounders, you can't go from baseball to rounders.
You can't have them both. That's like having basketball and netball.
Or netball's a great show, although often played indoors. So all these different kinds of sports are better, I feel, with a 19 degree.
Yeah, I love that. I completely agree. Yesterday, I fully embraced what you're saying.
Why?
Me and Lizzie had a picnic out next to the bowling green.
I've seen images.
Look at this. Is there anything more, and I'm not particularly sort of patriotic, but if I tell you Land of Hope and Glory wasn't ringing through my ears when we were sat there, look at this. A little picnic. We'll put the
little olives, Land of Hope and Glory.
All right, well, okay, sorry. The empire did stretch to the Mediterranean, actually, thank God, because there's a bit of hummus there as well. So we've got, look at this, look at the sun, and then look at this bad boy.
Who's that?
Look at that, that's me.
Oh, sorry.
What is this, a big gate?
Just playing bowls. They're playing bowls.
Iron wrought gate.
No, they're playing bowls,
olives.
Man.
Dom, if you were to go on a picnic, what are you bringing in your basket?
Pork pie.
Honey. Just loads of honey.
But yes.
Like a bear.
Just honey and pork pies.
Pork pie, honey, pate, crackers.
Pate?
Pickles.
Pate's getting a little kid.
Pickles.
Yeah.
Trifle.
No. Is it for dessert? No.
Cheese. Lots of cheese.
Lots of cheese.
Lots of deli meats.
You're spending a fortune here.
Yeah, I do.
Right.
Dom isn't someone that is particularly great at kind of portioning spends.
No. No, not at all.
Have you ever done that in your life?
What?
Said, I'm only going to spend 60 quid a week or let's say...
No, I've run out of all my money.
Yeah. Every time you've ever earned money, have you just spent it all immediately?
Joe, I just fucking booked a hotel.
Right. Let's get into this.
I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know.
Let's get into this. So at the time of recording, I've not made this epic jingle yet, but it's my favourite jingle I've ever made.
How do you know?
It's because I made all the others.
It's like Mozart.
You haven't made this one yet.
It's in his head.
I know how good it's going
to
be.
He just has to write it down like Mozart. You can hear it.
Yeah. It's my favourite jingle I've ever made.
Okay,
and it sounds like
jingle.
This.
What have I done this week?
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 It's a diary.
Diary.
It's a diary of a freak.
Of a freak.
Yeah. It's Dom's Freaky Week. Is that what we said? No.
No. Dom's Diary.
Dom's Diary.
Yeah.
Like Samuel.
There's a pressure on you now.
I feel very nervous today, but I think it's because I've had like 6 hours sleep.
Is that? That's very good.
That's not that few, is it? How many do you normally have?
Well, 10 or 11 hours.
What? You normally have 11 hours sleep?
Well, I wake up and I lucid dream, so I force myself to go back to sleep to have the same dream again.
Is it? What kind of dreams do you normally get?
Usually flying. Or sexual dreams.
Or both, like the snowman.
We're fucking in the air. Isn't that a little boy and a snowman?
Yeah, but you can be the snowman.
Oh, I mean,
Let me stop. I didn't think it through. You can be, instead of the boy, it's you.
Why do I always have to be the predator?
No, the snowman's
the predator. Isn't there one point where I said to you, I mean, I have a lot of bad things in my life, but thank God. Do you ever thank God when you wake up in the morning you're not a paedophile?
Right.
And then you said,
"Sorry,
I wouldn't be surprised if you were."
No, that is
we'll,
so
that, we'll, we'll
tight.
Just, we'll trim that out because that's...
No.
What?
It's not right, that.
Trim
what?
Trim that. Just
nope.
No, it's fine.
Leave that on the
did you apologise? Did you apologise?
Of course he did. Yeah.
I did, yeah. Sorry, Dom. Right, so what do you mean? Why are you in a hotel? Is there a gas leak or...?
No, my mum's millionaire Canadian friend's come over and she wants me to be at the house to see her, but I can't stay at the house overnight because I snore and I'll disturb her. So she's staying in my mum and dad's bed. My mum and dad are staying in the bunk beds, but I can't stay in the room that I usually go in. So she said, I can either stay in the van outside or find a hotel somewhere. So I booked a hotel for an extortionate price in Manchester Piccadilly Gardens.
What the fuck?
Across from Popeyes. So I'll just be in there crying at the TV looking. Oh, no, I can watch the Food Network.
This is
so,
right. Take us back a bit.
Let's rewind because there's two or three things immediately that we need to talk about.
Mm.
One is this is now the second time in 2 weeks that you've told stories about being kicked out of houses. Why can't you just be in your room and the door contains the snore? The door contains the snore.
No, my snore. You know my snore.
I have slept next to
it. Is it bad?
It's not bad. It's.
It's
sort of, do you know when Archduke Franz Ferdinand was killed?
Yeah.
And then World War One happened. His snoring is worse than any assassination like that.
Yeah, people have threatened to kill me.
Yeah, wars could take place over his snoring.
What about this sleep? Because you got a sleep apnea face.
Yeah, I had a dream last night about, you know, the chess player who with a large breast who used to get a breast out to distract me from playing chess.
Told it on one of the episodes. Of
your yeah, I had
would you get put off if someone got the boobs out while she played chess with them?
Yeah.
So I guess
I would actually. Yeah,
I had a dream that she was smothering me with her large breasts last night.
Fucking hell.
But I woke up and I was panicking because I've got this. I put on the breathing machine too tight, so I was. Imagining.
Surely you can't put on a breathing machine too tight.
Do you look because like air goes out.
Who? It'd be only you could choke on a breathing machine.
I look like. I look like.
I've had too many Rennies. I've got indigestion. It's that. Like what? So you wake up looking like.
I look like Bane from Batman. Yeah.
Some sort of Bane who's like been kicked out of his own house.
Yeah.
Some, do you know like what's his name from Dune? Stellan Skarsgård or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're the big kind of.
Yeah, that's
when
mean.
It's plugged into that machine.
That was mean, wasn't it? That's nearly mean. As mean as calling you pedophile once.
I didn't call him one.
Anyway,
nearly suggested it.
This is the Canadian woman. Have we told the story about the Canadian? This is this family that pay for your Ubers.
Yeah.
What?
But she was coming over to see my mum. She hadn't seen my mum. My mum used to babysit for her when she was 18 in Canada. But that's not the most interesting story. The most interesting story is that my parents breed chameleons. And give them to research places across the country for their reptilian. This is a preamble to the story.
Yeah, this is fascinating already. Your parents breed.
Yeah, they breed rare animals for universities. But so my mum was selling one of them to a woman in the countryside, and she also wanted a cat.
Oh God!
So
what is it with people in the countryside making animals fight each other to the death?
How is this a sequel to Snake versus
six
Cat?
Six chameleons versus two British shorthairs.
Oh, you won't know where this is going. So they end up in this house in the country, and this woman comes to the door. So they've got a cat and a chameleon with them
separately,
and they go in the door. And this woman's quite strange. She keeps offering them like cups of tea and things, and sit down.
Oh no, that's just being friendly.
Yeah,
but she keeps offering.
All right,
more tea. We've had eight to ten. We've had 10 cups of tea. hundreds of boiling kettles on many, many Argus.
Don't mind these.
Yeah,
more tea,
like the Mad Hatter.
The bath is just constantly up. It's just tea.
The bath is full of tea.
Yeah. No, it's scarier than that.
The toilet
scarier.
So, yeah, my mum, she was like, oh, yeah, I'll just show you around the house. It's a long drive, so they're staying over there. I'll just show you around the house. So she shows her the bedroom, and there's a bunk bed in one of the bedrooms where they'll be staying. Yeah. And then brings them into the bathroom, and this woman goes, oh, I'm a Reiki master. Do you want me to do some Reiki on you?
Ethan, what do you think Reiki is?
Is that when you've got too much leaves in the garden?
He's good.
Yeah,
he's on it today.
I just can't get Renegade Master out of my head.
Into the ring with the Reiki Master.
I act once again for the Reiki Master.
Reiki is a sort of kind of semi-spiritual head massage / energy sort of womb, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're placed in kind of an energy womb.
Yeah.
And rebirthed as a camellia pod.
Now, my parents are very logistical people. So my mum was in pain at the time, so this woman said, well, Reiki Master, do you want me to do it? You're in the bathroom at the time. My mum was like, yeah, sure. So I said, okay, give me your hands. Let's connect. Yeah. So this woman's holding my mum's hands. And my mum starts to see this woman's face distorting and like melting.
It's the tea.
Like it's on the right hand side. And her eye going to this reptilian like slit thing. And my mum said she was so terrified at that moment that she prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ and was like, Jesus, help me. And this woman like threw her hands to the ground and then fell, like punched my mum in the shoulder.
What are you talking about?
And fell to the ground.
She punched your mum?
Yeah, in the shoulder, fell to the ground. Now, you'd think that my mum was drugged, wouldn't you?
Yeah, with the tea, with the endless amounts of tea. Constantly filling tea.
Yeah, but my dad can corroborate the story.
He was also poisoned!
Because he came up the stairs whilst this was happening, and he saw in the mirror of the bathroom the woman's face melting and distorting.
But hadn't your dad also been sipping from the dirty tea?
I think so. But and then, after all this had happened, they went to the bedroom.
How did you recover from this?
I don't know. The scariest thing about the story for me, you know the bunk beds before? They were single beds.
makes
when have you ever
sense.
Seen that? When have you ever seen that on a horror film? And here's the weirdest thing of all, not that a woman turned into a lizard. Actually, the bunk beds went into single flat beds.
It's gonna be like an M. Night Shyamalan film, though, isn't it?
That's terrifying.
Oh my god.
Absolutely. And then when they got home, they put crosses everywhere, now they're Christians.
When was this?
Last week. But my dad said,
Well, let's look into
this.
Finish the story, because we've got I've got an endless amount.
My
of
dad
questions.
Said, if that's real, then God must be real.
Does it really affect him that much?
So below, wouldn't it affect you?
I'd probably think, nah, she's tripped me out with this tea. Like, you know, I thought you were going to say your dad had the tea and didn't see the face, but saw her. Like,
I thought you were going to say the dad hadn't had the tea. No.
And then they stayed over.
That's crazy.
They stayed overnight.
If someone punches me in the shoulder and gives me druggy tea, I'm off.
Yeah, they stayed overnight. And my mum said, put something against the door. And then they were in bed going, what do we do? My dad was like, oh, it's too late to go anywhere. The lizard!
Isn't it mad that that's what people do in horror films? And they're like, yeah. She'll probably stay the night anyway. And everyone at home is going, this is so unrealistic, this would never happen.
There's a great line.
And yet, when it does happen.
There's a great line in Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, you know, where Daniel Craig goes in the house at the end.
Yeah.
And he goes, all that I had to do to get you to come into my house was just invite you in for a beer. You didn't have to come in, but you did.
But did she buy it? She bought the cat, didn't she?
Yeah. Guess what colour that was?
Guess what colour the cat was?
Yeah, black.
But
it's a witch.
It's fuck off, it's a witch.
And then in the morning she kept offering
standard colour.
I've got a black dog. <There's only four>. I'm a wizard.
You must be a wizard. Have you ever checked?
Kept offering stuff to my parents, like and my dad took a book on Egyptology, and then when he got home my nan said it was some kind of token, you have to burn it. So that's what they did.
This is crazy. It feels like there's a big jump between like your mum being punched and then going to sleep. Like, did they watch TV or something? Like,
I don't know. I think they just went to bed.
1%.
Just went straight to bed at what, 3 PM? Big. I tell you what. I tell you something. I've had a big punch in the. I'm just going to hit the hay. Do you know when you've been punched in the arm and you've just seen another species that was previously not known to exist? You just want to go to bed.
So pretty bizarre.
If we get into it, then let's sort of retrace our steps a little bit.
Yeah.
There is a lizard.
Yeah.
With a woman.
Yeah.
Buying a chameleon.
Yeah.
What is the moral grounds on that? Because that feels...
Must be one of her race.
Got to be slavery, hasn't it? In a sense.
Surely maybe. She could just, like, ask one to come and join her.
But you've heard the conspiracy, haven't you, that the royal family are lizards and there's a higher elite of lizards in the world. Like, shape-shifting lizard people. She was one of them.
And whereabouts in the world did she live?
We don't say.
Cumbria.
What did you say? Cumbria?
Cumbria, yeah.
Oh, so lizards live in Cumbria?
Yeah, I slipped up on the alcohol.
Oh, we've moved on.
We can't just jump right. Okay, let's leave Lizard Woman behind.
Ethan, what are your thoughts on that story?
I kind of also slipped up on the alcohol whilst being asleep as well recently.
What happened?
This is 2 nights ago, so I couldn't sleep. I was restless. I was very. Do you know when you have those nights and you just can't stop overthinking?
Oh, God, I hate that.
And the world's coming down. So, not like chicken licking, just like, you know...
You went full chicken licking, didn't you?
It felt a bit full chicken licking. So, it was three...
Chicken licking? He thinks the world's caving in because an acorn landed on his head.
Have I lost...
What?
Brain cells. What are you talking about?
Yes. First of all, to answer your question. Secondly, it's a sort of children's fairy nursery tale rhyme.
Chicken licking.
You never heard of chicken licking?
No, have you heard of chicken licking?
No, I thought it was a film.
Yeah, Joe thought it was a restaurant.
Yeah, I thought it was a KFC. Yeah,
finger licking. Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah. No, it's like a little chicken acorn world caving in. It's a tale about the sort of insular nature of the mind. Ethan?
And obviously my mental health had gone to pot. And I was just sat there.
Sorry for laughing.
And I went to the fridge.
Yeah.
And I cracked open a cold, cold can of Pilsner.
Oh, no.
And I downed it in about 20 seconds and went back to sleep.
You just absolutely railed a can of beer and went back to bed.
20 minutes later, the anxieties had subsided and it was more just, these are problems, but we're relaxed about them now.
Oh, no.
And then
this is the poor Gascoigne slope, isn't it?
But I woke up the next day and I thought, was it all a dream? And I realised, I looked to the side of my bed and there was a can there. And I was like, I can't do that again. That was
don't you having a beer before just to get you to sleep. That's a slippery slope.
Yeah, you had to put two bottles of wine. My slip up reminded me of the red wine cult I used to have at university.
Of course.
Oh, it's just like Dead Poet Society.
Yeah, but instead of poets, we venerated dead poets. We venerated this litre bottle of red wine from Marks and Spencer called, in capital letters, Full Red. And it's very cheap, so we used to get vats of this Full Red.
Full Red.
Litre bottles. I've never seen a litre bottle of red wine anywhere. No. And there was a Marks and Spencer's off-licence, not off-licence, one of those car petrol places, petrol station.
You forgot the word for a petrol station.
I don't drive. And then we used to get a trifle and lots of Full Red. And we used to eat the trifle with our hands on the way back up the hill.
What was it? Is this some sort of like...
It was me and about four lesbians.
Okay. I'd watch that film.
It was lots of scenic things happened. And they'd drink lots of Full Red. We'd listen to the minimalist composer Philip Glass and his six-hour opera called Einstein on the Beach. And then they get pissed, they start kissing and getting naked, and I just sit there in the corner sipping Full Red. And then invariably one of them called Gabby, she used to throw up, and then we also used to laugh, like backache, like crazy. And then we used to store the empty bottles under the bed for the next generation of people who lived in the halls. And then we went into Paris the next year to watch the actual six-hour opera of Einstein on the Beach.
Did you sit for the full 6 hours?
Have to go out every now and again.
Well, you made a claim to me earlier that you can go 10 hours without a wee.
I can.
This is the lie that Ethan, isn't it?
I feel... Does the kidney have anything to do with...
Oh, that's a good point.
I think, possibly. You can drink a hell of a lot of water in a very short amount of time.
I've seen him do it. I've seen him down well over a litre of water.
I tried to impress a woman once that I was infatuated with by... downing 2 liters of water in 30 seconds, I would advise against that, because the pain I felt in my stomach was excruciating, and she wasn't that impressed.
And that's really no. First of all, of course she's not that impressed. You know, you're basically.
I've got limited peacock feathers.
You're a basking shark at that point, aren't you? Just absorbing moisture and anything. And also, is your that's really putting your kidney through its paces, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, it must be. You can drown your organs, can't you?
Yeah, your cells explode if you have too much water.
Explode.
You can drown your sorrows as well. So what? So should we talk about this relapse then?
Yeah, because unfortunately, you got to how many days did you get to?
3 weeks.
Because that is good.
It is. It's because I give myself permission. My brain, and I suppose with all alcoholics, there's a little voice in your head that kind of, you have parameters of what you need to stick by, but there's a little voice in your head gives you like, oh, but you can do this. This is fine. And you kind of work ways around it.
So this little man, what's he? Is it like Joe? Is he on your shoulder, pecking your head?
No, it's me, but it's like a little. I keep talking about goblins, but a little cute goblin version of me, a leprechaun, who's like, he's like talks to me in a nice voice, and he's like, confirming my question of, would it be all right if I did that? So would it be all right if I did that? Was at the Korean place, and I said, oh, if I just have a vodka and Diet Coke, that's within my calorie intake, plus vodka's less calories, and Diet Coke's got no calories in it. So I got around it by thinking in terms of calories, not in terms of alcohol.
So, I felt shit. Have you drank since then?
Yeah.
Right.
Did you drink last night?
No, because I spoke to the gym man, the Olympic gym man, and he spoke to me for half an hour, and he was really lovely.
That's good.
And he hugged me at the end.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you want more hugs off us?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, yeah.
I love hugs.
Yeah, so you told him, like, listen, Olympic gym man, I've drank again. And what did he say?
He said, I said because I didn't come to the gym, so I think that's my replacement for it. And I'm going to the gym at like 7 o'clock at night, which was when I would usually go to get the wine. But on the bank holiday, I couldn't go to the gym. So I was like, what do I do? And then I get anxious and then I don't know what I'm doing. So I just kind of panic and go, and just get wine. And he said, right, on those days, walk 15,000 steps instead of 7,000 and get a bottle of wine from Tesco's if you want one.
What?
On the way home. He said, one's better than two. It's a way of diminishing.
He sounds like my kind of man. I'm going to get his number off
Did you ever hear about when Joe used to do PT in the park? So personal trainer in the park. And it started off, firstly, it was Joe's dad that signed up for it. And Joe's dad went, actually, Joe, I'm not going to do this anymore. You do PT in the park. Yeah. So then Joe started doing it. And at first it was like, oh, I'm loving it. You know, we're working out in the park. It's nice weather. It's great. And he's like, sometimes at the end, we just sort of go back to the boot of his car and kind of chat for a bit. And then it got to the point where this hour class became 30 minutes of working out and 30 minutes at the pub.
Today would be a prime example of if I booked a PT in the park with the nice weather outside, if I went to him and went, should we just go to the pub?
He'd go, yes. For fuck's sake.
So you paid for that?
Yeah, well, that's what my dad did. Anyway, can we move on to what you actually staying in a hotel for tonight? You stay in a hotel, yeah. Family, friends over, you don't want to disturb her, you're going to snore.
Yeah, so I booked Travel Lodge.
Nice.
200 quid.
The worst.
For how long?
Two nights.
Why have you stayed in
I don't know. Probably because Popeyes is across the road. But it's in Piccadilly Gardens, so I can't venture out at night because I'll get mugged. The last time I went out in Piccadilly Gardens at night, I was walking past McDonald's. I thought I'd get a McFlurry. And like a 15-year-old youth looked at me and went, you're at Big Ed. Uh-huh. Why did he say that to me? I was just walking home.
A McFlurry of insults, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. McInsult.
McInsult.
Oh, yeah, the sad. New item on the
How
menu.
How dare you McShout at me? Yeah. So you can just stay in your room today then and just watch the Food Network.
I will watch the Food Network. I do like Travel Lodge. There's something comfy about it. I feel like a divorced dad or something.
Hotels are great, aren't they?
They are really good.
Yeah, they are nice.
Oh.
You feel like you don't. No one's watching.
Do you feel offended that you've essentially been kicked out of your own home?
It's understandable.
Do you genuinely just don't get it? Have you got your sleep apnea machine with you?
No, I'm going to have to go back and bring it in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Carry it around a little. Yeah.
Wear it around.
What, just in the street? Bang. I was going to bring it in.
I want to see it. Yeah. I'd wear it for a bit.
Yeah, yeah, you should probably wear one.
Fuck off!
Do you snore?
You're bad at snoring. I do snore, yeah.
Maybe you've got sleep apnea.
But I thought snoring and sleep apnea are different, aren't they?
Not really.
What?
Are you tired sometimes?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, I love this. Such vague, kind of ubiquitous fit.
So,
have you stubbed your toe before?
Isn't snoring you may just have sleep breathing apnea. Loudly?
No, yeah, it's a block of the airwaves. Airways.
Is it?
Yeah, well...
But you snore.
But the snoring is the sound of air hitting, having some sort of friction, isn't it? It's air hitting flesh.
Is it? Snoring.
Yeah, of course it is. Where do you think the noise comes from? It's air going through a gap that's either too small or semi-blocked or whatever. So if you've got really bad snoring...
I mean, I don't know if you're overweight, but if you're overweight, it's, you know...
Why did you look at my belly when you said that?
I'm looking at your sides to see if pouring over. Look, I'm in the same club.
Pouring over.
Twiddle his flanks a little. His loins.
Get off my flanks.
What's your BMI? Actually, apparently that's bad. Apparently it doesn't work. Well, I was like, I've drank too much coffee. I'm wired now.
I need to go back to this chameleon buying lizard lady. Do you?
Stop doing that.
Yeah. Do you believe that? Do you believe?
But my parents are so. I don't think they were drugged.
Why?
But then my mum was telling me a bit more about it this morning. Actually, you just reminded me of something. And she went, "Yeah, when we were in bed at night, we would lay there just going, I think we should leave, and all these strange smells were coming up the landing under the door." It's like she's fucking drugging you, obviously.
She's just on the other side with one of those like hot things that people put into beehives. Loads of just noxious gases being pumped. Just loads.
Listening if you're asleep. And apparently in the morning she was very, it was a very awkward atmosphere. Yeah, no shit.
Really?
And then my parents were like, yeah, well, she was like, yeah, just help yourself to whatever. And my mum said, it's very strange, she wasn't wearing any makeup. So I was probably taking it off during
the
night.
She's gone
to bed. Yeah.
Does your mum wear makeup every day?
I don't know, maybe. No. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you not think, I'm trying to work out, like, would it not just be easier for them just to drive home that night?
And also, is it, yeah, answer that first.
I don't know. I'm not the solicitor.
Okay, and another question. This obviously, get your questions in at home, by the way. But
I can ask.
Yes, yeah. We need. So
my dad doesn't want to talk about it because he's so freaked out about it. So my mum like drip feeds me this new information every now and again. Where I go, come on, you have to tell me more about this.
The thing I would think is, what is the Reiki master getting out of this? Because if your mum and dad never returned home and all of a sudden she's got two sort of meat puppets that she can use to clean the gardens, then I would get it. But just sort of, what kick does she get out of just revealing her lizard nature?
It's Satan's kingdom, isn't it? She's giving them a token so that they're bound to that energy of the token that they bring home. If you invite, like, vampires or something, if you invite them into your house, you're inviting this kind of, I don't know.
Can I also say, if I was going to buy a pet off someone,
yeah,
and they went, brilliant, I'll be round at like 8 o'clock. Oh, do you mind if we stay in the spare room for the night?
Yeah, have
I'd tell them to fuck off.
She probably invited them because yeah, she's witchy.
Because I buy stuff off Facebook Marketplace yeah. quite a lot. I've never asked to stay the night.
Yeah, imagine if your Amazon delivery driver went, you're the last of my parcels today. Do you mind if I just crash in your spare room?
That's over there. Can I just kip on there?
Yeah.
Just give me a cup of tea and I'll be off to bed.
I think sometimes... And it might be part of the family thing, Dom. I think you go looking for this chaos.
It's not my... I didn't look for it.
Yeah, well, some of the stories and some of the... Like, you go looking for chaos.
My mum is strange. She just paid the bathroom and we're not allowed to get water anywhere. In the bathroom. Because it'll stain the paint. Why would you paint it in the paint that stains? And when she got a new oven, we're not allowed to use the oven.
That's bad.
You can't cook. You can't cook in that oven.
Where do you cook now?
Well, eventually it becomes, you know, tarnished, so you're allowed to cook on it.
It's like the new car smell. Have you ever had the new car smell?
I've never had a new car.
Never had a new car. But what was your mum and dad when you were growing up? Did they ever buy a new car? Like not a new one, but what? Off one that had a proper good valet.
Yeah.
And then there's that smell, and maybe your mum and dad are quite precious on it. Mm. Do you not be eating in my car, drinking in my car?
Yeah. Do you eat in your car?
Oh, yeah. Do I eat in my car?
Do you eat in your bed?
No.
Did you eat in your bed?
Never eat in the bed because I just hate the crumb feel.
Yeah. I used to live in Lewisham and I used to go to Tesco at midnight to walk around. And
how many lesbians were with you at this point?
Cut that. It's like just trim that.
Well, no, there was four at M&S.
Oh, you know, in that red wine cult, we got to a point where we wanted to find a virgin to baptise in this red wine.
Right, let's just move on. That's the craziest thing you've ever said.
No, but I wasn't allowed there.
You wanted to find a virgin?
She asked. She would go around lectures going, are you a virgin? Are you a virgin? Are you a virgin to these girls? 18-year-old girls. And they go, yeah. So there was these old baths in the hall. So they got her in this bath and then just doused her in this litres of red wine. I wasn't allowed there because she objected to a male being there.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. You've got to have some limits on your satanic rituals, I guess.
Mm.
We're
going to a man's house in Nottingham next week.
Stop saying things.
Can I just say, for Patreon exclusive...
You just... How many things...
I've written them all down! Because I was worried I was running out of stories, and I've got too many stories now.
So you're going to a man's house in Nottingham?
Yeah, it's called Mr. Warrior.
Is he a semi-professional wrestler?
No, he's a retired old actor who's 80.
Right.
And he has a dog, he trains Rottweilers.
Okay.
And and I've been meaning to go there around there for a long time.
Why?
I did a play with him in Nottingham 10 years ago.
What was it called?
Kings. And I played a guy who lived in a safe house with mental health difficulties.
How did you get into the role?
Well, it's funny you should say that because there was a guy with no arm. There was a guy with Down syndrome. There was a guy who had mental health issues. So everyone in the play...
This is like the ultimate Pokemon starter Pokemon.
Did the guy with one arm have to play with one arm?
All
right, but it was Down syndrome guy...
He had Down syndrome.
Was that part of the role, though, or did you just happen to have Down syndrome?
No, it was written that he had Down syndrome, but bless him, he had an earpiece in for the lines.
So and did you originally go for his part?
No, he got fed lines, so someone was behind stage, so I'd say my line like, where's the splendor, where's the sugar? And he'd go, in the cupboard. So he would be waiting for his line to be fed, and the best times ever was like, I'd say my line like, this couch is a bit stiff, what are you doing now? And he goes, what? No, it's not.
But do you know what? Genuinely, that sounds fantastic.
It sounds like a great.
And it sounds like the sort of show you go and watch it and you just love it.
Was it
good?
Wonderfully beautiful, and I loved it so much. And so everyone in the play had some kind of disability. Well, I would say apart from me, but you know, leave that up to your imagination.
Well, you can make your own mind.
But
up
I went
that.
To the cafe with this one arm guy, and he said, "We were having a coffee." He said, "So what have you got?" And then sometimes after the play would end, because I was playing someone with autism and quite severe mental health difficulties, people would come up to me and go, "Oh, you did really well." And then they'd ask my friend who was also in the cast, "So what's wrong with Dom?
What is wrong with Dom?"
We're in tricky grounds here. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Dom. There's something wrong with the world, Joe.
That's true.
So Mr. Warrior, quickly, because we have to do...
Yes, sorry. He's a terribly brilliant actor. He used to be big back in the day. So he used to go around on his canal boat to Kew Gardens. And he used to... That's why they put bulletproof glass up in Kew Gardens cactus section now. Because he used to go around and he used to do cuttings of this plant that was hallucinogenic and put it in tea and drink it. And they put bulletproof glass up now. That's by the by. But I'm going around to his house because he impersonated Elvis in this play at the beginning.
Yeah.
But he was from the old school of actors where you just do whatever you want, essentially. So people would come in wheelchairs and he'd be doing this routine of Elvis at the beginning. He'd be like, "Come on, love, stand the fuck up," and things like that. And everyone found it hilarious, but the director's like, "You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that."
Of course you can't.
So they fell out. Because he was adamant he wanted to do this. Is it story time now? Can I say my sentence?
Make a note of that last
one. Sorry, this hasn't been story time.
No, we've got to move on to the final feature of the week, haven't we? So next week we're going to have stories of Dom's... Yeah.
Mr. Warrior.
Are you going to stay at his...
Man.
You going to stay at his house?
Yeah, I've been meaning to go for 10 years.
What do you think he'll do with... Like, what do you want?
Probably the pub. He's a big... He used to own a brewery.
He used to own a brewery.
Don't do it.
But he's a nice old man. He's very funny. He's very funny. He says quite a lot.
Right, that's getting trimmed.
Oh, sorry. He says a bad word quite a lot. Right.
So you've been...
Got
every week we get one of your...
What was this feature called? Because I've not made a jingle for this one yet. What was it called?
Poem Corner.
Poem
Corner. Do a little jingle.
Poem Corner.
Lovely. Hand on crotch in moon went down a storm, didn't it?
Hand on crotch in moon... was brilliant.
Thank you. Maybe this won't live up to the hype, but it's based on a true situation. It was when I was sat in a toilet and I was looking down at the floor. Actually, at that woman's house that I'm going to see soon in Cumbria. It's called Woodlouse. Woodlouse, why crawl you thus amongst the pubic hairs? The bathroom mirror reflects your face, but you don't seem to care. I stop to think how small you are. How big I am to you. But you carry on with small legs anyway. And I look up to you.
Oh,
that's really lovely.
Lovely, that.
That was actually really good.
Wait, what was that? What did you say, Finn?
I said, that's lovely, that, but I've got a pub to rival you, Tom.
Where's this come from?
Poem Corner just
got... Yeah, he sent me this poem during the week, said, what do you think of this? I said, he's taking my fucking... segment.
Nah, Ethan. I think Ethan deserves
this is,
the
But the
right
thing with poetry is it's for everyone, Dom.
It is.
Taking my effing segment.
Ethan, I love this, mate.
Well, you
it's
see,
nice to see a bit of creativity from you, Ethan.
Oh, yes, that's what I've always thought. So I was in Canterbury,
yeah.
As we discussed, as we were going to discuss on Tuesday.
love that.
And... I've sent you a little picture in the group chat. I'll put it on now. I've already sent it to Dom because I asked for his approval. And when I was in the Canterbury West Station, I was just stood there waiting to go back. And I had 15 minutes and I was just obsessed over this pigeon that was stuck in a wall. And he was on the railway track. And
there it is, look.
He kept like going into this like wall. And he was stuck there, he's flat, and he couldn't get out. Oh. And after about 10 minutes of struggling, he got out. And then immediately swooped back down, went back into the wall, and got his beak or belly stuck again or whatever. So I wrote a poem about it, because I thought I was having some questions.
This is great. I love to hear this.
It's simply called...
Dom.
It's simply called... Pigeon Stuck in the Canterbury West Station Wall.
Nice.
Catchy. How did you come up with the title?
I just, you know, Roy Walker, Say What You See.
Love yeah. that.
So, I'll begin.
Thank you.
Oh, pigeon. I'll start again.
Wait, no, why are you starting again?
Okay, you gotta keep going.
This is
Ethan, come on.
If you're at a poetry evening, on
you can't
the
say I've got to start again.
Whatever. Yeah. It's gonna happen like this. People will react the way they react.
Is it poetry on the West Bank?
Yeah. That's where he's gonna go with it.
Gaza?
No, in London.
Oh. South Bank.
That's what I meant. Cut that. Just. I meant South Bank.
Ah!
Yeah, trim.
Just leave that in.
No, just trim that out. I didn't mean that. I meant the South Bank.
Nowhere, nothing has happened.
Yeah, just. Ethan, right.
Go.
And what's it called again, start from the top?
Pigeon. Pigeon stuck at the West Canterbury West Station Wall.
Have we started?
No, I'll start now. Oh, pigeon. Pigeon stuck in the Canterbury West Station Wall. How did you get stuck in there? Was the gap too small?
Rose's Wall.
Oh, pigeon. Pigeon stuck in the Canterbury
Not
West Station Wall.
Yeah.
Why did you go in there? Did you know that your wings would now start to stall?
Really good. Ramsey's Wall.
Oh, pigeon.
Fuck off.
Pigeon stuck in the Canterbury West Station Wall. Oh, you're free now. You're free. Did you find out what was in there after all? Oh, pigeon.
Oh, God. Can we just...
Pigeon stuck in the Canterbury West Station Wall. Oh, you've gone back in again. You're stuck again. Was it all for fuck all?
That was very good. That was really nicely weighted. The meter on it was delicious.
Yeah.
It sort of kept us going. I think that was better than Dom's, personally.
Don't say that. I'll kill myself.
Right, everyone. Thank you very much for watching.
Hey, I've got some sentences here.
All right, one. You only get one. And then
one.
Do one.
If an apple a day keeps the doctor away, if I eat two, does he come back? Not in this NHS climate.
Right, we're done.
Make sure you join over 700 patrons over on our Patreon. Become part of the Sloppy Joe's army. The link to the Patreon is in the description, so go and join that. You get extra content, more stuff from Don, more stuff from us. And hit subscribe to the channel as well. Bloody hell, that was brilliant. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Wave, Ethan.
Oh, yes. See you later, Tara.